This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am Jay Dog, and joining me now is a true Renaissance man, in addition to being a swell dresser, the longest running host in the history of the Pulse of New Hampshire with long curly hair. He is also a baseball awards presenter. He is also a skier. He is also a doting grandfather, a loving husband, and a fantastic father. He is also Eddie Papowski's number one fan. He is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is Mr. Tom Raffio. Tom, how are you?
Great, Jay. Thank you. And thanks for all your help with me on the radio. The veterans count, make 12 hours count was wonderful. Glad to participate. Glad you raised so much money for our veterans, and also gives me the opportunity to present the oral health message. So thank you so much for all that work. You and Jack, you were like a maestro with so many guests.
Now, was I Molière?
Molière, right. That's the analogy I use. Everybody coming and going, but it was all well orchestrated. So you mentioned skiing. So that's actually, I'm going to get right into it. It's my opportunity to introduce Cindy Burlak, who's the chairperson and co-founder of Brass Avalanche. And of course, we had Cindy on last year. And then as an analogy, Cindy, a few weeks ago, I had Diane Foley on, and one of Diane's mission in life is to educate the world, and particularly people who are reporters, on the dangers of sometimes being a reporter in certain countries close by, like Mexico, but also Russia. And of course, we've heard, obviously, you know, the Wall Street Journal reporter. So when I was thinking for this show, I mean, last year was so great the way you educated us on, you know, on avalanche and the dangers of that. So I had mentioned to Diane Foley that you were coming up. So different topic, but the same sort of concept of, you know, educating the world. So let's just get right into it. What does BRASS stand for, and what is BRASS Avalanche?
First of all, Tom, thanks so much for having me today. I'm excited about talking about our foundation. BRASS means Bryce and Ronnie, Athlete, Snow, Safety. And it's an acronym for our foundation, which creates avalanche awareness and avalanche educational programs that are on our website, which is brassavalanche, all one word, .org.
Wonderful. So when precisely did it start?
We started this in 2017, I think it was. It was caused, the impetus for the foundation, it was the death of Bryce Astell and Ronnie Burlak, who's my son, in a 2015 avalanche, happened January 5th, 2015 in Austria. They were both U.S. ski team athletes. They were on their way to a Europa Cup race, and they had a training day in Solden, Austria, where there had been a snowstorm the night before, and the coaches said, well, we don't know where we can train because there was so much soft snow. Why don't you go take some runs, and we'll look for some place to train. And they had no idea about the avalanche danger, or that if you went off a groomed trail, you were completely in the off-piste area, as though in the U.S., the slopes are all mitigated, meaning protected for avalanches within the boundaries of the ski resort. In Austria, when you go from one groomed trail to another, it's completely unprotected. So the boys found themselves on a slope that, they were enticed. It was beautiful powder. And of course, those young guys just craved the powder, and they made a few turns, and the avalanche let go, and it buried Ronnie and Bryce. And that's that was the impetus for the foundation. We started it about 2 years later, and we've been creating avalanche safety education ever since.
I'm sorry for your loss, but I am honored that you've taken this significant personal loss, and you're catapulting information to the world so it doesn't happen again to, you know, another person. You're using that sort of that tragedy for the greater good of society. So I'm honored. So that happened really when they were affiliated with the U.S. ski team. So you would, you know, when we introduced to each other last year, I was originally thinking, oh my God, if you're a affiliated with the U.S. ski team, you must have all the information, but obviously they didn't. So what is your organization now doing to help with avalanche education?
Well, we've been very dedicated to creating programs for the general public that are free online on brassavalanche.org. Under programs, we have a 13-minute video that educates the general public also. But as far as the U.S. ski team and the elite ski racers, we're creating specific programs that speak to their situations in the winter environment. And we've developed this program that is called CAS, Coaches in Athlete Snow Safety. And we presented it last fall to the Alpine athletes and coaches when they were in Copper. We went in person. Of course, during COVID, it was hard to deliver in-person education. And then we just got back from Park City, where we delivered a similar program, but geared to all the coaches of all the disciplines under the U.S. Ski and Snowboard, which is seven disciplines. And all of them became aware of the dangers that can be contiguous to their training or racing areas. So we're developing these programs. We're delivering them. We are financing them right now. U.S. Ski and Snowboard helps us with lodging, but so far we haven't they haven't been financed by Ski and Snowboard. And the other program that we're going to do now and next month is a program for a rookie camp, which is a 3-day camp for the athletes that are being onboarded onto the national teams, the high level Olympic teams. And these are often young people. And Ronnie was in his second year on the U.S. ski team. So he was young, and he was with some younger athletes, even younger than him. He was 20 and the rest were 18 and 19. There were six of them all together on the mountain, and luckily only two of them passed away. But with these young men, often are very enthusiastic about getting the goods, they call it, you know, getting into the powder and being very enthusiastic. Groupthink is big. They all, you know, get the momentum going. Oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, take that, get that slope over there, that slope over there. And that's what happened that morning. So it was a matter of, really, we want these rookies to be educated, and we want the coaches and athletes to be aware. There are a lot of tools to find out whether it's safe to go off the groomed trail. There's avalanche forecasts, there are avalanche warning systems. But at that day in January 5th, 2015, nobody in the group was aware of them.
So the website is brassavalancheoneword.org, and you were talking there about educating the the rookies on the U.S. ski team. What about the general population and outdoor enthusiasts in general? How do you help educate people like myself that might make one trip to Europe or one trip to Vail a year? And while I'm a pretty good skier, I'm nowhere near what your son was. So what's your role in educating the general public?
Well, our website is a wonderful tool for that, and they're along the titles up the top are video, which is our 13-minute video, which has the basic. If you only have a short space of time, you can watch this video. It's very impactful emotionally, and it has the 5 points, safety points that are accepted in avalanche safety. But you can also go under education, and that has a recording of all the Brass 101s, we call it. Brass 101 programs are about an hour and 15 minutes, and they are led by avalanche professionals. We have professionals from around the country. We usually have a World Cup athlete interviewed at the end of it, talking about their interest in avalanche safety and also about their own careers, which is really fun. So this website is a wonderful tool. It's a free tool, but of course it all costs money because we do pay the avalanche professionals to come and talk. And so there is also a donate button, which we appreciate any donation, large or small, or any input as far as companies or other sources of funding that anybody thinks might help. We're very open to hearing about that. And you can reach us through info@brassavalanche.org.
Excellent. No money, no mission. It's so important that we do donate to this. And I can tell you, my one of my sons is out in Breckenridge and does avalanche control, you know, the dynamite and all that. So when we met last year, first thing I did when we finished our radio show was to connect him with Brass, the website, because he was unaware of it. And so what else can we do? Again, it's brassavalanche.org. I'm thinking that if my son Brian wasn't aware of it and he's actually doing avalanche control, we've really got to get the word out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think anybody who's aware of our website and knows that that's a place that you can get education, it's very hard to sign up for a class. Most of the classes are 3 days. It takes time to go there and it takes time, money to get started, I mean, to stay in a hotel. And so just going to the website, and anybody that knows about it can talk about it to their friends, and that's a good way to spread the word.
The word of mouth. So that's brassavalanche.org. I see Jay Dog. So Jay, time for a break.
That is correct, sir. Yeah, Cindy Burlak is this week's guest on Northeast Delta Dental Radio. She is the chairperson and co-founder of Brass Avalanche. Go to brassavalanche.org. When we return, we'll have more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio right here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and alongside Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This week's guest is Cindy Burlak, chairperson and co-founder of Brass Avalanche, and the website is brassavalanche.org, having a discussion about safety and on the slopes. And even though the weather, I guess, around here is kind of past for that, that doesn't mean there aren't parts of the world that haven't. And safety is always first and foremost, especially when it comes to skiing and snowboarding and the like, when you're on the slopes. And Tom and Cindy, take it away, having a great discussion, and I'll let you both continue.
Thank you. So you, of course, are a Middlebury grad, and I'm told still very high competitor in the master's division. So obviously this is a field near and dear to your heart. And of course, your son was a great skier. So when you were on the show last year, actually right before the ski season, for this ski season, which in a lot of parts of the world has ended, but not completely, did you see, and I don't know if there were metrics for this, but did you see an improvement in avalanche safety in this most recent winter?
Well, this last winter, I was away. I took a winter off. I was sailing in the Caribbean. Nice. I didn't compete or hardly, I skied a little bit. But I don't know if the numbers reflect any, any real data about how effective avalanche safety and avalanche education are. But I know through COVID, there were a lot more users of the backcountry because quite a few ski areas just closed down. And sales of the backcountry equipment skyrocketed. It like improved like a couple 100%. And all those people were out in the backcountry, but the fatalities didn't rise. So we have to assume that there is some consciousness of safety. There were some areas where there wasn't much snow, like this last early winter in the Northeast. But we do feel that the word is getting out. Many people have spoken to me about how they think that something they heard on, you know, our programs, it really helped them in a situation where they could have been in trouble and helped them make decisions. So it's very hard to measure what didn't happen, basically.
that's a good point.
But we really are excited about just getting the word out. It's gratifying for us, and it's a way of coping with our grief. And my husband and I are active in this, and the father of Bryce Astle is also active with Brass. And so we're driven to get the word out and continue to make it possible for people to have this education easily.
And we all appreciate that level 5 leadership, taking a tragedy and helping to prevent it. So you've mentioned, on site training programs. What about your seminars that are there some that are online? I think we talked last year that, you know, COVID sort of pushed the envelope in terms of, you know, virtual seminars. Are you still doing those?
Yes, we are. The in-person, we took advantage of the fact that COVID has subsided, so we could be in person with the U.S. ski team athletes. And we feel that an in-person session is hugely more effective than online education. Online education is a go-to if you can't be a place in person, or financially it doesn't work out, like us going to rookie camp. We're not going to be at rookie camp. We're going to be doing an online lesson there. But but our programs aren't limited to these in-person education sessions for the elite athletes. The large part of our programming, as I said before, is on our website, all recorded, accessible 24 hours a day for free. And as I also said, you know, if you appreciate it, punch the donate button and put in your nickels and dimes that you feel you can give to keep this program going.
And that's brassavalancheoneword.org, and you'll see clearly the donate button. What do you think are the most significant areas of improvement in avalanche education in the United States?
I think just that each avalanche center in the United States is unique in that the avalanche education and the avalanche center is not sponsored or supported by the government. There's a small amount of subsidy for the avalanche centers, but in general, and for the National Avalanche Center, but in general, it's just by donation and sponsors. And so we really feel that this is, you know, the education that's provided by each of these centers is excellent. You know, it has to do with those areas. So if you go to, you know, Colorado, if you're Easterner, and tune into CAIC, Colorado Information Avalanche Center, Colorado Avalanche Information Center, CAIC. But you can Google it too. And there, a lot of them do have online education. So I think that with COVID, it's become more common to put education online, and I think there has been an improvement. But I would also like to see the U.S. be more unified in their effort and have avalanche forecasts that are uniform from area to area. They're quite different, and each area has their own format for avalanche forecast. And those forecasts are available through the local avalanche center. So if you go to a place to ski, Google avalanche safety or avalanche forecasts, and that'll take you right to the local center where there are avalanche forecasts. And it's very important to check those before you go out.
What could our local resorts here or Colorado or elsewhere in the country do better to communicate about avalanche danger? Now, I personally have never seen an avalanche sign. It doesn't mean they're not there, but what could the resorts that sort of the everyday skier participates in, what could they do better to communicate avalanche danger?
Well, I think they could have a window on their, a link on their homepage that goes right to the local avalanche forecast. I think a lot of them do, but just advising people when they buy a ticket, maybe a sign right by the ticket window, because a lot of people aren't savvy to look online for information. So a physical sign or just, information when you buy a ticket, maybe on the ticket, look on the website for the avalanche center, avalanche forecast. That would be really good. And I've always felt that having a physical sign at the area saying avalanche danger does exist, as you say, you've never seen any mention of avalanches when you go to an area. Even if you go to Europe, you don't, where there is a lot of danger. And that's because the marketing departments don't want you to think about how dangerous this place could be. You know, they want you to just go and enjoy it without thinking about all, you know, paid a lot of money to go there. You didn't pay for worry. And I think that could be changed. You know, if there were a protocol to have a physical sign at the ski resorts that said, you know, tune into, you know, look at your avalanche forecast or avalanche center, local avalanche center, and because avalanches do exist nearby. And even in the east, you know, there are places, there are resorts. Smugs in Vermont has avalanches in the area when people wander off the groomed trails, and the backsides of, you know, different places do have some avalanche danger. Mount Washington does for sure. And they do have physical signs there.
So you were saying that there is no sort of standard, you know, or state regulation or federal guidelines. So it's really up to the individual mountain or resort to, you know, pay attention to this important area of communication.
It's the avalanche centers in a region. Say Colorado, I think, covers all the protocol and the norm for, you know, the format for the avalanche forecasts for Colorado. And there's the Pacific Northwest Avalanche Center that has very good education.
So if I'm going to go ski in Colorado next winter, I'm going to click on CAIC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes. And you can find all of these avalanche centers and all of the forecasts if you are in the U.S. and you click on avalanche.org. And if you're in Europe, it's avalanches.org.
Ah.
And there are also websites in Chile, in South America, and China. On our BRASS website, we have a link to all the areas, the continents, you know, and where you would go for their avalanche forecasts. So that's important. Another reason to go to brassavalanche.org.
Great information. And that's brassavalanche.org. We would appreciate some donations and other type sponsorships. So what are some of your other newly planned programs for the future?
Okay, well, in the ski racing world, there are large numbers of young people ski racing. We've approached and designing program for the elite ski racers, the one that are on national teams, because that's where Ronnie and Bryce were. And we see that need, that there has to be education for these people that spend so much time in the winter environment. But now we're looking to develop a program for clubs, for younger athletes, and present it in when they're doing training, maybe fall training. We'd like to do as much as we can in person, but we'd also like to make it available online that's geared toward the situations that they may encounter. And that means letting them know, informing them about the dangers, how to notice avalanche danger, like teaching them what avalanche terrain is. So if you have a slope that is, you know, has an abrupt end or ends in a valley that is very dangerous, that's called a terrain trap. So that's another reason to go to avalanche.org and look up the links to, you know, avalanche centers around the world.
What a service, Jay, that brassavalanche.org is providing. And God, I had never heard of the word terrain trap. Now I do. So, in closing, in 30 seconds, obviously, we may not have the actual metrics, maybe hard to prove, but I believe that the BRASS programs and the BRASS programs and BRASS website are making a difference. What do you think?
I think they are, and I hope they are, and we'll keep on producing education as long as we can. And we're also including a lot of younger people on our board, so we can they can envision the future of how to communicate this and how to make it more user-friendly for younger people.
Beautiful. BrassAvalanche.org. I recommend it to all my skiing friends. J-Dog.
Yes. So wraps another edition up of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We'll be back with another edition in the future. Don't worry. This week's guest was Cindy Burlak, chairperson and co-founder of BRASS Avalanche. Go to brassavalanche.org. All kinds of great information there. And if you have a chance to make a donation, please do so. This is a wonderful resource for the sport of skiing and safety awareness as well. For Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, along with Cindy Burlak, I am J-Dog. We'll be back with another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.